Christmas is a wonderful celebration. It's a time when people give gifts. It's a time for family gatherings. But most of all, it's a time to celebrate one of the most amazing events in all of history, the birth of Jesus Christ. It was so significant that we changed the way that we number and date time. BC, before Christ, AD, Latin for Anno Domini, which means in the year of our Lord. What other event or what other person in all of history caused such a change? No one and no event. Only the birth of Jesus Christ. So whether people realize it or want to admit it, the birth of Jesus Christ is a big deal. It was a big deal 2,000 years ago as well, as we read about in the Gospel of Matthew. In chapter 2, it says, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.' When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what was written by the prophet: And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for from you will come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me, so that I too may come and worship him.' After hearing the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went on ahead of them until it came over and stopped where the child was to be found. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And after they came into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And after being warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. Now when they had gone, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, 'Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.' So Joseph got up and took the child and his mother while it was still night and left for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod. This happened so that what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet would be fulfilled: 'Out of Egypt I called my son.' Then when Herod saw that he had been tricked by the Magi, he became very enraged and sent men and killed all the boys who were in Bethlehem and all its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, according to the time that he had determined from the Magi. Then that which had been spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled: 'A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping in great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and refused to be comforted because they were no more.'" For the wise men, the birth of Jesus was a really big deal. Not only would they set out on a long journey to see this child who had been born king of the Jews, not only would they set out on a costly journey, but they would bring kingly gifts, expensive gifts, to give to this child who had been born king of the Jews. Most likely they were men who knew what Daniel had written and that this was the time that the Messiah was to be born, and they wanted to come and see him. It wouldn't be solely on what Daniel had written, but also on the astrological signs that they saw. The heavens were declaring the glory of God, and they wanted to see his glory in person. When they arrived in Jerusalem, it says that Herod and all Jerusalem was disturbed at the news that the Messiah had been born. Herod was both a paranoid and vicious ruler, not even sparing his own family members if he thought that they were competing with him or they did something he didn't like. He was a skilled politician, speaking lies and deceit and making it sound as if it was genuine concern, respect, and the truth. It wouldn't take long before his actions belied his words. He wasn't planning on paying respects to this newborn king. Instead, he would send soldiers to Bethlehem to kill all the baby boys up to 2 years old. This newborn king that he was trying to kill was more than a descendant of Abraham and of David. He was the Son of God. His wicked schemings would prove to be no match for the wisdom of God, who saw what he was planning to do even before he was born and had the prophet Jeremiah proclaim what he would do and how he would destroy these young children in Bethlehem. Herod wasn't the only one who was disturbed. It says that all of Jerusalem was disturbed with him. You could imagine what it would be like to be a Jewish religious leader, one who was supposed to know the word of God, one who was supposed to be able to determine what God was planning to do and know what God's desires are, only to have a group of foreigners show up on your doorstep and say, "Where is the King of the Jews? Where is the Messiah?" How could it be that these men from a distant land could know about this, but they did not know about it, even though it was their Messiah, their king, that had been born? It would have also been disturbing to find out that this Messiah, this king, was approximately 2 years old, according to the time that they saw the stars. They had become so absorbed in their power struggle with Herod and the Roman government that they overlooked the prophecies concerning the coming of the Messiah. They had forgotten what the prophets Daniel and Micah had written about the coming of the Messiah until these foreigners, these strangers, showed up in Jerusalem. It's a bit perplexing to consider that all Jerusalem was disturbed, yet it doesn't seem that any of them were disturbed to the point or even concerned enough to go with the wise man to see this child, the one who was their Messiah, their promised king. They should have been running ahead of the wise men to get there first, to worship this young child, to worship the Messiah, Emmanuel, God in their midst. Later in the Gospels, we would find that they're just as bad as Herod. They didn't want to lose their position of power and authority. They wanted to be the ones in control. They didn't want to have to submit to a Messiah, to a king. At least not to a king who wouldn't wage war against the Romans and defeat them with his armies. The birth of Jesus was a big deal over 2,000 years ago. It was a big deal for the three wise men. It was a big deal for Herod. It was a big deal for the religious leaders. But each of them responded to that event very differently. The wise men came to worship a child who was born king, not born a prince, but born a king, and they came to give him kingly gifts. They came to adore him and worship him. Herod acted in jealousy and rage and tried to kill him. The Jewish religious leaders ignored him. They didn't even bother to go see him or even to follow the wise men there to find out if this was true. This begs the question, how will you respond to Jesus, the big deal of his birth this year at Christmas time? Will you come and bow down and worship him and give him the adoration and the praise he deserves as Lord of Lords and King of Kings? Will you be like Herod and try to destroy and annihilate any evidence of a historical event so great that it changed the way that we date time? Or be like the Jewish religious leaders of Jesus' day and ignore the fact that the Savior of the world has been born? What is interesting when we consider these three responses is the only ones who experienced peace and joy during that first Christmas season were those who came, bowed down, and worshiped Jesus. The rest of them were disturbed. Don't let the hustle and bustle of the Christmas season distract you from finding real peace and joy by bowing down and worshiping Him who is born King of the Jews and Light of the Gentiles.